It is high time now to throw off the veil of secrecy surrounding religions and truth, and broadcast the whole truth in the face of the world, which has already advanced much intellectually. Deep mental activity generates heat, which keeps off deep sleep. Cold, in its intensity, wakes you up. Deep sleep brings on a sense of happiness and peace with it. This experience we get only in the absence of all mental activity. When we direct our mind to this happiness aspect of deep sleep, we feel a sensation of gentle coolness, which wards off all sense of negation in sleep. So we get to our real nature by relaxing our mind from all forms of activity. And at the same time, not losing sight of the happiness and peace experienced in deep sleep. This positive aspect saves us from the probable shroud of negation and slumber. We should not allow the mind to be active. And at the same time, we should see that it does not become inactive. In other words, sleep knowingly. Thus, deep sleep can be utilized directly for establishing oneself in the real center. Coming out of the deep sleep state, you could say that you are happy. How is it possible for you to say it unless you are conscious of your happiness experienced in the deep sleep state? Therefore, it follows that consciousness and happiness were in the deep sleep state. And that is your real nature. Why do I say that that is your real nature? Because when it stands divested of body, senses, and mind, the I principle alone is present. And there you find consciousness and happiness. It is therefore that I say that the I principle is consciousness and happiness. This consciousness never parts with the I principle, even in the three states. Consciousness is present with the I principle in the deep sleep state. It is present with the I principle in the dream state. And it is present with the I principle in the waking state. But only that the I principle is joined onto something else in the dream state and in the waking state. But still, the consciousness is there, and it is this very consciousness that expresses itself in the senses and in the mind. Not only that, when you closely examine your own experiences, you will find that occasionally it expresses itself as pure consciousness. Thus, for example, examine the interval between two states. Between two thoughts, between two feelings, and between two perceptions. You will admit that there is an interval between two thoughts. Otherwise, one thought must be continuing. One thought must end, and another thought must commence. There is no denying the fact that there is an interval of time. Call it a moment. Call it an infinitesimal part of a second. But still, there is that time. Well, what were you in that state? Were you in the waking state? No. Were you in the dream state? No. Were you in the deep sleep state? No. And then, what were you? You were in your real nature. Thus you find that even in the waking state, every now and again, you go to your real nature and come out of it. But you don't take note of it. It is never possible for you to have a life in this world unless you get to your real nature at every moment in this manner. So try to put emphasis there. And then again, when consciousness is found joined onto objects, try to put emphasis there, in the interval, instead of putting emphasis upon the material objects alone. That way, if you continue for some time, you will find that you are unconsciously retreating your step right towards the center, which you want to establish. And that is the real I principle, which is consciousness and happiness.